Come on, just lift your hands up and give God a worship offering. Just one, give him a wave offering in here.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Give him a wave offering. Open up your hands before God and just wave at him. Just love on him for a moment. Love on him for a moment. Love on him. God, we love you. God, we worship you. God, we worship you. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's so much better, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blood, God.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you. We worship you, Lord.
We worship you, God.
We honor you, God. We honor you, Lord.
We honor you. You're so worthy, God. You're so worthy, so worthy.
You're
so worthy.
Hallelujah. You, Lord, we worship you, God.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, God. We thank you for who you are. You just to, if you're able to open up your hands, you don't have to lift them high, and I want you to give God a yes today. So I want you to just tell God yes. Just tell him yes. That's it. Yeah. Come on. Have your way. Have your way. That's it. Have your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Move in me.
Move in me.
Move in me.
Move in me. That's for Mother Doja. Yeah. 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 That's Mother's song. Yeah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will last forever. Speak afresh in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. From Acts chapter 8, I want to just lift up a couple of verses there in Acts chapter 8. The word of the Lord says, then Peter, verse 17, of Acts chapter 8. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them one by one. They received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this authority and power too, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your money be destroyed along with you, because you thought you could buy the free gift of God with money." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Look at somebody, just say, "Give me some of that." You may take your seats. I want to talk this theme. This is the second iteration. I want to at least give some closure to it. This idea of "give me some of that" rests in the fact that most of us have a tendency to desire what's good, what's desirable to the eyes, what looks good, what's flashy, what's contemporary, what's of the moment. We desire it. It is nothing to be compared to the desire for power, greatness, wealth, luxury, strength. Because all of us at some point in our lives have had aspirations of the more. It doesn't matter what we have, we always aspire to the more. And it seems to me that when one looks at this text, it did not matter what gifts or abilities or even sorcery was at work in Simon. He recognized that what he saw in the apostles was the more. It was more than what he had. It was greater than what he was exposed to. It was something to be desired. And so he wanted it, but he did not want to ask or earn it. He wanted to buy it. You can't buy love and you can't buy God. You gotta know that God doesn't work on the scales of humanity. So offering of money meant nothing to the disciples, and they looked at him and cursed even the very effort. But there's so much to be gathered from this story, because what we see in the previous verses is that Simon had actually heard the word of God. And the Bible says he had received it to the point of being willing to be baptized. Whatever baptism meant to the early church, whether it was a duplicate of the baptism that they had when they were practicing Jews, or a new form of it, which was an outward expression that one had made an inward change. More than likely, it was immerso by dunking, which says, "I have renewed myself into this new information, this new life, this new fidelity, this new thing I'm going to trust in and put my life in." And Simon had done it. He had been baptized. So there's something about him, having been seen as a great man of power, according to the scriptures, having been viewed as somebody who is influential, having received the adulation of the audience, there was something about him that allowed him to be humble enough to hear and to be baptized. There was something about him. And I want to suggest to you today, what was about him that was humble enough to hear and be baptized is common to all of us. All of us have the ability to attest to truth, even if we don't want to believe it. All of us can recognize when something is good or right, even if we don't like the person that has it. I may not like you, but you sure can sing. Ooh. That person mean as a, oh my goodness, but they sure can cook. Ooh, I wouldn't give 50 cents for her, but she fine. Ah, I got that one from the band. Just kidding. Just kidding. No, listen. We have the ability to recognize, and in the world, in street vocabulary, game recognize game. Even if you don't like the person in the game. And this is something that you must come into an awareness of, because it is that same ability that allows people to be around religious people, spiritual people, holy, righteous people, and be in contact and enjoy some form of fellowship without ever entering into a relationship of the God that they serve. I know a lot of folk that like to be in spiritual places, but don't want to really be spiritual. Some of you older saints in here, and some of y'all who are like me that are saved but secular, you probably saw. You probably saw Jason's Lyric. Jason's Lyric is a 1994 movie. And in the movie, there's the troubled brothers who are going through mental health crisis because of trauma in their lives. And there's this crew that is preparing for a bank robbery, a group made up of all of straight up OGs. These are original gangsters. And the OGs are led by Trich. Y'all might know Trich from Naughty by Nature. Hey, never mind. Yeah, I'm in church. I didn't leave yet. I might be close, but I didn't. I'm on the edge, though. Listen. So the group is planning a bank robbery, but at the park they're having this church gospel group, and the sister is singing. She's up there. I know I've been changed. And she's working it. And in that moment, this guy walks up to them, and they're sitting there, and he's sitting there bobbing. And Trich is there, and put the slide up, y'all. He's there, he's just dancing back and forth. And he turns to them, man, and says, "Can't you see I'm trying to catch the Holy Ghost?" True story, line in the movie. I didn't make it up. The reality is that there's times when people are just close enough. They can recognize it, but they have not allowed it to manifest in their lives. And so that's all I want to talk about for the next few moments. I won't be long. I want to talk now about moving from this recognition to a manifestation. So I'm not going to be long, because I think you already know where I'm going. Because somebody sitting listening right now, I'm talking to you. you're close enough, and you're as close as you really want to be. And if I wasn't messing with you this morning, you wouldn't be thinking about getting any closer. But I gotta bother you, because close just ain't good enough. See, there are three things to remember in order to receive all that God has for you. Three things to remember to receive all that God has for you. Three things. And if you follow the logic that I'm pouring out, these will make a lot of sense to you. The first thing to remember is sensitivity to spirituality is the prerequisite to faith. So, guess what? Congratulations, you're on the way. You know, you're in the right place at the right time to receive a blessing from the Lord. See, you folk don't know how sensitive you really are. Because when you feel like you're going to well up and that little tear starts getting ready to come out your eye, you change the subject, you look around, you move your shoulders, anything. There's somebody I'm talking to right now who looking at me like, man, he on my street today. Listen, I'm talking to you. Yes, I am. And I'm looking away all around because I don't want anybody to pick you up. Listen, I'm talking to you. That sensitivity you have to the hurts of others, that sensitivity you have when prayers are being prayed, that sensitivity you have when you hear the songs of Zion being sung, that sensitivity you have as you sit in the presence of the sanctuary and the people of God, that right there is the prerequisite to real faith. Because there's something in you that is connecting to God. There's something in you that desires more. There's something in you that knows there's greater to be had. There's something in you saying that I want it, give me some of that. Here's where it gets hard. Here's where it gets hard. Sensitivity, number two, sensitivity without surrender is the path of foolishness. See, knowing that you want God and knowing that your inner being, your very soul, desires to connect with the Savior. Knowing it is foolishness without surrender. Because see, look, if you don't realize, okay, I'm not trying to be cruel, but you can be in church and the church not be in you. Let me say that one more again. You can be in church and the church not be in you. And what you've got to decide is, do I want to just come to church or am I ready to be church? And again, I'm cutting deep, so let me keep cutting. Some people are close enough to be acquainted, but not ready for assimilation. Oh, I'm people look at me like NASA. Ooh, okay, I'm going somewhere. What do you mean? See, we've made assimilation a bad name. It's a bad word. I don't want to be like nobody else. No, but you do want to be like Jesus. You do want to be with Jesus when it is over on this side. Being like him gets you closer. Okay, wait a minute. Now, if you don't want this part, you probably can stop listening to me now. The Bible says, it does not yet appear what he shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall be what? Like him. So, this thing about being a Christian has a lot of assimilation attached to it, not to the likeness of the bishop. You can do better than that. But to the likeness of Jesus. That's not a dress code. That's not a hairstyle. That's not a wig. That's not a weave. That's not a bob. No, no, no. That's not a baldy. Not, I ain't gonna do that. No, what this is about, this is about the Spirit and the heart of God. And okay. I was on and I got this thing on the internet where this woman was in this truck. The police surrounded the truck on every side. They stand outside of them, they stand in front of it, and she decides to put her truck in gear and just drive. They banging on the window, they got the, and again, they surround her again. She puts it in gear, crashes this time directly in the rear end, and just drives. They stopped again. Now, they must have bulletproof windows, because I decree and declare, they were banging with all kinds. Listen, she does it a third time. But what killed me, here's the real kicker. When they finally got the window open, got the car open, the window out, did they get the woman out? She said, I didn't do anything. What you bother me for? So they tried to put cuffs on her, and they said, lady, just surrender. You're caught. It's over. You know what? I'm just going to tell somebody this. In your life, God has blocked you in more than once. You banged your way out, got back into trouble again. God blocked you in again. You banged your way out, got back in trouble. God. And now that the angels have gotten a hold of you, and you've gotten out your vehicle and you're in church today, or you're listening to me online, can I just offer you some advice that the cops offered to her? Surrender! Last point. I'm done for the day. It's last point with an A, B, and C, so I guess it's last point part of. Let me give it to you. Number three, surrendering to the Spirit is the process towards fellowship with God. Surrendering to the Spirit. You know, to get the real deal. To get all that God has for you. Surrendering all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely
trust him in his presence daily. Let's say it, y'all. I surrender all. Have I got any believers in the house? I surrender all. It's the beginning. Surrender. God, surrender. See, when we surrender, there's an A, B, and C to this Holy Spirit thing. A, when we surrender, we get the power that enables salvation. The power that enables salvation. That's the power from Calvary. That's that power that God has given to the church. That's that power that came at Pentecost. It's the power that when Peter and the apostles arrived and they began to lay hands on them, they not only assured their salvation of all of the steps they had been through, but they began to speak in other tongues. Listen, it's power. But B, it's the presence that indwells the soul. It's the presence. And I want to tell you something. If you've ever been through something and you tried to get through it on your own, you know the difference between managing life on your own and managing life with the Holy Spirit. Because even when life gets rough, even when you have to stand over a fresh grave, even when you have to pray at a hospital bed, even when you have to manage life's difficulties, it's a whole lot better when the Holy Ghost is there giving you comfort. And finally, the C here, it's the peace that surpasses all understanding. You got to know there's a peace in God that God wants to give you. And so when you say today, give me some of that, what you're saying is, give me some of that power. Give me some of that presence. Give me some of that peace. Give it to me every day of the week. I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on this pilgrim journey. Give me some of that. Give me some of that. I want the real deal. I want the Holy Ghost. Give me some of that. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As you stand, the doors of the church are open. You may come today by letter, by Christian experience, or candidate for baptism. I welcome you today. I welcome you to this life of surrender. I welcome you to this life of giving yourself to God, but getting back more than you gave, because your life is renewed and the gifts he gives you are greater than anything you can give to him. The doors of the church are open. You can come today by letter, Christian experience, or if you can't, baptism. If you're in the sanctuary, you can come forward. If you're online, call us right now. Email us. The doors of the church are open. You can come today. This is your opportunity. If you feel like you want to be a part of this fellowship, I welcome you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, God, today I thank you for pricking the heart of someone who's here. And Lord, maybe they're already a member, but they realize they can be deeper and they could have a greater walk with you. I ask God that you, Lord, speak afresh to them even now in the name of Jesus, that they surrender mind, body, and soul to your gracious presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated for just a moment. First, I'm going to ask you to prepare your offering, your tithes, and your capital gifts, whatever it is God has laid on your heart to give. As most of you know, in the sanctuary, when we give, you can give on your way out of the church. Just leave it in the basket with the ushers, online givers, and some of you in the sanctuary as well. You can give by Givelify or by Cash App, or you can mail it in from online. We love to have you participate in giving. The tithes belong to the Lord, so give the tithe to the Lord. Bring all the tithe in the storehouse. Then may we meet in my house and prove me now, he would say, the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you in the woods of heaven for our blessings you have room enough not to receive. This is your chance. Get your gifts ready, whatever they may be, and let's pray. God, we thank you for being able to give. We're not praying to you for blessings to give because you've already done that. We're thanking you for those blessings by giving. And God, hoping and praying that this becomes seed for future giving from you to us and from us to you. God, bless us mightily. Return it abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.